Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, that he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was made of the descendants of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the rising from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you are also the called by Jesus Christ. To all that are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my Spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without stopping I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if somehow now, after a long time, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, so that I can give you some spiritual gift, so that you will be established, that is, that I'll be comforted together with you by the mutual faith of both you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brothers, that I often intended to come to you, but was hindered until now, so that I would have some fruit among you also, just as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the anger of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which can be known about God is made clear in them, for God has shown it to them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. So God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to filthy affections, for even their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward each other, men with men, doing that which is wrong, and receiving in themselves the repayment for their error that was appropriate. And since they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a rejected mind to do the things that are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, disagreeable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that those who commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in those that do them.